Settling back on his backside, he rested his elbows on his knees and squinted at the great rock formations in the distance, seeming to have been painted unique shades of purples and reds by God's own hand. God. Now there was a thought. God. Indeed. He rubbed his face against his shoulder and caught sight of movement further downstream by the water's edge. What was that? Perhaps nothing. He focused again on the butte. Still, it nagged on the edge of his awareness. Something was there. Or someone. Had he been followed? He almost laughed. Who would care to? He wasn't important enough. Glancing to that side, though he kept his head turned forward, he sensed more than saw motion. He jerked his head toward it. There, in the brush. Not even a good hiding place. He rose, keeping an eye on the bush as he did so, and moved his hand to hover over his gun.
Who's there?
No answer. He shot a quick glance at his horse. She grazed nearby. Should he walk her over with him? Backing up, he grabbed for the dangling leather and secured it to a tree branch, never once taking his eyes off the place where he had noted the movement.
Nothing? No answer?
He took careful steps forward, a hand on his revolver. As he came closer, he picked up on more sounds, small movements, whispers.
Show yourself.
The movement stilled. His steps arced wide to come alongside the bush. He pulled his gun from its resting place as he came around to the backside of the obstructing bush. When all was exposed to him, he found two sets of deep brown eyes staring wide at him.